AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump faces a number of protesters during a campaign stop in Radford, Virginia today. His speech interrupted several times by hecklers, especially when he talked about immigration in Mexico.
Are you from Mexico? Are you from Mexico?
Texas Senator Ted Cruz tells backers in Dallas tomorrow is a key day in the chase for the nomination.
It is the most important day, I believe, in this entire primary season. We are going to have a very good Super Tuesday.
In the Democratic race, Senator Bernie Sanders at a rally in Minneapolis says his campaign has faced an uphill climb against Hillary Clinton.
A candidate who was considered to be the inevitable nominee of the Democratic Party. Well, in 10 months, a few things have changed.
Texas, Virginia, and Minnesota are three of tomorrow's contest. Navy SEAL Senior Chief Edward Beyer says his Medal of Honor is in honor of his SEAL teammate, Petty Officer First Class Nicholas Check, who was killed in the 2012 raid that freed an American doctor held by the Taliban.
He was a hero of that operation. He was killed during that operation. He died a warrior. And he died to bring back another American.
Byers shielded the doctor with his body while fighting off at least two Taliban fighters during that raid. A 14-year-old boy has been arrested after sheriff's deputies say he opened fire on other students inside the lunchroom of their school in Ohio. Four students were hurt, two of them shot. All of them are expected to survive. Ken Garland, who's the father of a student at the school, tells WCPO.
It's sad that anybody got hurt, and I'm not sure why a young man would feel compelled to do something like this.
This is AP Radio News. There's been a big jump in the number of companies selling meal kits for folks to cook at home. Julie Walker tells us more.
The food kits cost about $10 per meal per person, which is more than groceries, but everything ships directly to you in one package with cooking instructions. Of course, some taste better than others. Food analyst Darren Seifer says for some, meal kits are the new eating out.
It's these same people who, as they pull back from restaurants, who are using fresh foods and beverages more in their home. So they're trying to get what restaurants used to give them all the time.
$1.5 billion was spent worldwide on food kits last year, with less than half of that coming from the U.S., according to Technomic Research Group. I'm Julie Walker.
Several D.C. United soccer players had their phones stolen when someone broke into their locker room during a match in Mexico. The team in Mexico has offered to buy replacement phones for the United players. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.